function for the system.
CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Our frequency celebrates diversity. For a full program schedule, go online to ckuw.ca.
Joke break.
You did the alarm wrong. It's supposed to be joke break.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You got it right.
Dang it. Why did that remind you?
Joke break alarm. Well, it's that special time, just after 11 a.m. It's a Monday morning, and Charles, you're here with some new jokes.
Yeah.
Let's see what you got.
Okay. What cat has eight legs?
I don't know if I've ever seen a cat like that.
An octopus.
Oh. Okay.
What's the difference between a guitar and a fish?
You can tune a guitar, but you can't...
But you can't tune a fish.
Yep.
Why did the bungee jumper take a vacation?
Why?
Because he was at the end of his rope.
Yeah.
What's the difference between an elephant and a matter baby?
A matter baby? What?
Oh, you were supposed to say, what's a matter, baby?
Oh, what's a matter, baby?
Nothing, but thanks for asking.
Let's do that one again.
Okay, what's the difference between an elephant and a matter, baby?
What is a matter, baby?
Nothing, but thanks for asking.
Oh!
Strange joke. Why don't eggs tell jokes?
As they don't want to crack up.
Yep. Doctor, what's good for biting fingernails?
What?
Very sharp teeth.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
A bad habit for sure.
Yeah. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Sawyer.
Sawyer who?
Sawyer lights on, thought I'd drop by.
Oh, sure. Come on in.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Freeze.
Freeze who?
Freeze, a jolly good fellow.
That's what you're saying after you just drop in. Yeah, Freeze, a jolly good fellow. Great. That
and
brings
then
us to the end.
Should I tell the joke my sister made up?
Sure, why not? Yeah, she's not here to stop you.
Yeah, she's not. What store does a llama own?
What store does a llama own?
Dollar Llama.
Dollar Llama. Okay, well, that is fantastic. Thank you, Charles. Thanks, yeah. Thora, for that last joke. We'll be back next week with another joke break.
Yep.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
There you have it. Another great joke break here on Department 13. Ad-free independent. My name's Rob. Thanks for tuning in. I'm here for another 53 minutes. We're going to listen to some sun-themed music up next. We'll recap eclipse information you might find useful. And we'll hear from bands like Japan Droids, Liquid Mike, and there's one more. There's more. There's more than that. I swear I make a plan sometimes. I swear I do. To start this set off, why not our friends, They Might Be Giants? They provide the theme song for the joke break, and they have one of my favorite science-themed sun songs of all time called Why Does the Sun Shine? Let's learn about that. We'll hear from Caribou and more up next on Department 13.
The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace, where hydrogen is built into helium at a temperature of millions of degrees. Yo-ho, it's hot. The sun is not a place where we could live. But here on Earth, there'd be no life without the light it gives. We need its light, we need its heat, we need its energy. Without the sun, without a doubt, there'd be no you and me. The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace, where hydrogen is built into helium at a temperature of millions of degrees. The sun is hot.
It is so hot that everything on it is a gas: iron, copper, aluminum, and many others.
The sun is large.
If the sun were hollow, a million Earths could fit inside. And yet, the sun is only a middle-sized star.
The sun is far away.
About 93 million miles away. And that's why it looks so small.
And even when it's out of sight, the sun shines night and day. The sun gives heat, the sun gives light, the sunlight that we see. The sunlight comes from our own sun's atomic energy.
Scientists have found that the sun is a huge atom-smashing machine. The heat and light of the sun come from the nuclear reactions of hydrogen, carbon, nitrogen, and helium.
The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace, where hydrogen is built into helium
at a temperature of millions of degrees.
Caribou from the album Swim from 2010, as he kind of started leaning heavier into dance music, moving away from the psychedelic pop and krautrock of his first couple of albums. I still love it. Before Sun from Caribou, we asked the question, why does the sun shine? Because the sun is a mass of incandescent gas. Classic from They Might Be Giants. That version from 1993, they've re-recorded that a couple times on a kid's album and faster tempos, but man, what a great reminder. Of course, it's eclipse day here in central and eastern Canada, and that's happening starting in just about 2 hours' time. 1 o'clock is kind of when things get underway here in Winnipeg. 12:54 is what the scientists are saying. Maximum partial eclipse. Now, we're going to see about a 50% eclipse here in Winnipeg. And this is, of course, given the chance that we even see the sun. I haven't stuck my head outside recently, but this morning there was still quite a lot of cloud cover here in Winnipeg, and I don't know how much that's improved. Might be some breaks here and there in between the clouds, but looking at the satellite pictures, we are expecting cloud cover probably for most of the day and the afternoon. If you get a chance, you know, if the sun does peek through those clouds, do not look at the sun. It's super easy to make a pinhole camera. You don't need glasses. You know, people were selling eclipse glasses. Of course, that's an easy way to do it. You can't use just regular sunglasses. They're not strong enough to protect your eyes from staring directly at the sun. But an easy thing that you can do with materials that you've got at home is make a pinhole camera. The only thing that you really mostly need is tin foil, aluminum foil. It helps to have a piece of cardboard or cardstock, but you might even be able to get away with it with just a piece of aluminum foil and then a piece of paper to project onto. And all you want to do is take the tin foil, take the aluminum foil, and put a small pinhole in it. You can use the tip of a sharp pencil. You could use a paper clip, thumbtack maybe, and you make a small hole. Now, you need a fairly big... If you're just going to use tinfoil on its own, you need a pretty big piece. I don't know, maybe what, 15 centimeters, 6 inches, or a whole page size. This is why a lot of times people will take a piece of cardboard or cardstock, cut a little window in it, and just put the tinfoil over the window. Now, either way, it's a bit easier to hold at than just hold a wobbly piece of tinfoil. But you put a small hole in the tinfoil, and then with your back to the sun, you hold that pinhole so that the sunlight is shining on it. And you don't want to look at the tinfoil. It'll be bright. You look at the light shining through that pinhole. It'll act as a camera lens, ancient technology here, and you'll be able to see the sun on a piece of paper or whatever's below it that you can project onto and view the eclipse safely that way. I've done that. I've tried it out. Trust me, it works. If you want to find out how to do it yourself, of course, the internet has tons of information. The Jet Propulsion Laboratory from NASA has a great tutorial. You can just search JPL pinhole camera and find it there. It's very simple. You don't have to make it complicated. Some people, that you know, they want you to get like a shoebox and this and that and the other thing. It's not that hard. It's a very simple pinhole camera. And they have lots of tutorials there, videos, things like that. And you can play with pinhole cameras other times to do other fun things too, but ideal for viewing an eclipse. I'll also let you know that here at the university, the physics department is hosting eclipse viewing on the lawn. That's starting just before 1 p.m. and it'll end just after 3 p.m. They will have equipment for viewing the eclipse. And they're also doing that at U of M as well, where they've got some eclipse glasses and various other solar projection telescopes to check that out. I think I might sneak out and catch it. From Merge Records Eclipse Viewing Playlist. Of course, so many songs about the sun. I'm sure lots of people blasting Bonnie Tyler, Total Eclipse of the Heart today. We're going to hear from Little Scream with Dark Dance. We'll hear Mac McConn with Real Darkness. It's for anyone tuned in online who's in the zone of totality of Full Eclipse, we'll play that for them. And then still to come on the set, Cloud Nothings, Japan Droids, and Liquid Mike with some great punk rock. Dance from Little Scream
We'll send that out to today's eclipse. It's the last eclipse till August 2044. That one will be visible. Last eclipse visible in Canada, I should say, till August 2044. Of course, people travel to go see eclipses. If you think you're going to be around 20 years from now, you could sit this one out. Not so sure. I think I'll take a moment to go check it out. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM, 11:28 a.m., and this show's called Department 13. My name's Rob. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, you can find out more about CKUW on our website, www.ckuw.ca. We try to keep it updated with program changes. There's also archives of locally produced shows and so much more. Up next, let's hear from Cloud Nothings with your psychic trauma and I'd Get Along. We'll hear from Japan Droids and Liquid Mike. I said this was punk rock. It's not. It's indie rock. It was punk rock. I don't know. Let's just check it out.
I don't know what you're trying to say. You're tuned in to Campus and Community Radio with CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Liquid Mike with K2, brand new album. Paul Bunyan's A Slingshot from that band. 11:40 a.m. This is CKUW. My name's Rob. Thanks for listening to Department 13. My playlist is available on the Spinitron blog. It's Spinitron, just like it sounds. spinitron.com/CKUW. If you check that out, you'll find 2.5 years worth of playlists, 3 years on there for this show. And you'll notice we've played some of these artists many times because we love them so much. Before Liquid Mike, we heard from Japan Droids with the Knights of Wine and Roses, and Cloud Nothing started that set off. Two songs from them, Psychic Trauma from their 2014 album. What was that called? Here and Nowhere Else. And I'd Get Along from Final Summer, new EP from the Cleveland band. Cloud Nothings and Japan Droids actually played Winnipeg a number of years back. Not sure if you were there or remember it. It was at the Garrick. That was a pretty great venue, hey? I mean, it was weird with the sloped floor down at, because it was a theater. But with a big show like that one, they opened up the seats, the balcony, and you could get a real nice comfy seat way back. Still see a good show. Yeah, it was good. Cloud Nothings and Japan Droids at the Garrick. Man, that was fun. All right, well, we're almost done the show for today. And I'll urge you to stay tuned to the rest of the programming on CKUW. The Meteorological Report is up next. I think they're going to be talking a lot about eclipse, too. I imagine you might be getting tired of that, perhaps. Perhaps not. Stay tuned. Either way. That's followed by Outspoken from the Bike Lab here at U of W, and Truth Before Reconciliation, a vital program on CKUW that talks about how we can find truth and encourage reconciliation. Tammy Wolf is your host for that. Happy to have created a third season of that show with Tammy and the support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada. Check that out. Of course, our entire program schedule is available on our website, ckuw.ca, and through the magazine Stylus, which we publish, and issues available now on the street. Let's hear music now from Apollo Ghosts. They have a brand new album out. This song is No One Knows Your Mind.
Are insane. No one knows your mind. No one knows your mind. No one knows your mind like I do. No one knows your mind. No one knows your mind. No one knows your mind like I do. And it's through. Thank you.
New blast from Daniel Romano and the outfit Chatter. Hey, it's 11:56. That brings us to the end of another edition of Department 13. We are Jay Maskus with old friends, guided by voices, and Canada's guided by voice. Maybe Apollo ghosts. No one knows your mind. Thanks for listening to the show. We'll be back next week. Next week, maybe I'll talk about. I went to the Human Rights Museum for their Beyond the Beat exhibit about music and human rights. It's pretty good. Yeah, we'll talk about that next week, but go and check it out. Tell me what you think in the meantime. Hey, here at U of W, I can't really do that. I used to be able to give the weather forecast here. Our weather station's shut down right now, but at the Forks, current temperature is 8 degrees Celsius, a high of 13 today, mixture of sun and cloud. Might be able to see that eclipse, maybe, maybe not. Clouds definitely still covering much of southern Manitoba. 2 degrees tonight, partly cloudy. Mixture of sun and cloud for Tuesday with a high of 18, 4 degrees overnight. Wednesday, cloudy and a high of 14. Temperatures stretching up to maybe 20 degrees as we approach the weekend. Normals this time of year, highs of plus 8, lows of minus 3. Your records, record since 2000. For some reason, they're only reporting temperatures since the year 2000 now. Highest temperature since the year 2000 was recorded in 2003 at 24.9 degrees. The coldest temperature in 2013, minus 13.2. I'm going to go out with a little bit of music from Agassi. Stay tuned. The Cometeorological Report is up next. Thanks for tuning in. Playlists on spinatron.com. Downloads available on the website in about 2 hours' time. Thanks for listening.